Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's been a bad couple of weeks for some basic, cherished rights. Freedom of the press and fair taxation are things we expect as Americans, but current events prove that's not always what we get. The IRS unfairly targeted Tea Party groups, and the Justice Department secretly monitored newspaper offices. So let's start with the IRS scandal. Most nonprofits are 501c3. These are religious, educational, and charitable organizations. The scandal focuses on 501c4 tax-free status, corporations who claim to operate exclusively for the promotion of social welfare. These organizations may inform the public on controversial subjects and attempt to influence legislations. They're not permitted direct participation in political campaigns, either for or against a candidate for public office. Organizations are not required to disclose their donors publicly. Spending from these organizations on political TV ads has exceeded spending from the super PACs. Applications for this status have tripled in the past 2 years. In preparing for this comment, I read some of the tax code, and I only got more confused. Heck, I think I may be a 501c4. The Sunday New York Times had an in-depth article describing what went wrong in the Cincinnati IRS office. While there are still gaps in the story of how the IRS scandal happened, the article painted a muddled picture of an understaffed Cincinnati outpost that was alienated from the broader IRS culture and given little direction, overseen by a revolving cast of mid-level managers stalled by miscommunication and confused about the rules they were enforcing. The Cincinnati specialist flagged virtually every application with Tea Party in its name. The Times says IRS review went beyond conservative groups. More than 400 organizations came under scrutiny, but the IRS clearly targeted the Tea Party, and that is clearly wrong. To have the IRS targeting groups who are critical of the IRS is unacceptable. It would be great if Congress simplified the tax code. That may be unlikely, as many elected officials perceive they benefit from the 501c4 money and campaigns. Now on to illegal government wiretapping. Fox News reports the Justice Department secretly obtained 2 months of telephone records of over 200 reporters and editors for the Associated Press in what the News Cooperative's top executive called a massive and unprecedented intrusion into how news organizations gather the news. The massive secret search was not to stop a terrorist attack. It was apparently to discover who had leaked information to AP about a foiled terrorist attack. Obama's office claims no prior knowledge of either of these situations. That isn't very reassuring. Is it widespread corruption or bureaucratic incompetence? Which is worse? How did Nixon get reelected? This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.